بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are very fortunate that at least we've given one more day extra. If you only realize, Allah Ta'ala wants you to increase the relationship with Allah, to make it stronger, and to get maximum reward. We do not understand how Allah works. Allah is so kind to us that He's given us one more day where you can increase your ibadat relationship. That whatever you're doing, the same now, the farz namaz, the reward is so great, the nafil namaz is so great, everything is so great. If we do not take advantage of that, then who's going to take advantage? Usually what we do, you're just waiting now, eat when it will come. Naturally you can think that when eat will come, but when Allah Ta'ala wants the eat to come, that's the time you must accept it. So we must be happy that we've been given opportunity, that one more day also, that bond with Allah must become more strong. As I told you earlier too, that the month of Ramadan is only for one thing, that you must make your soul as strong as possible. You must feed your soul all the time. The soul needs the food to be fed all the time. It's not your body. Your body, all the whole year you are doing it. The month of Ramadan is a soul that must become so strong that right till next Ramadan, it will continue. And remember one thing, when you do some good act for some time, and then you leave it, is that good? Like in the month of Ramadan, mashallah, you are very punctual in namaz. You make sure you control your temper. You make sure you make sabr in different conditions. All that you brought into your life, you disciplined your whole life in all those things. You mean only for this one month that you could control yourself. Your gaze also you control it. Your ears also you control it. The food that you should look in a cell phone, you have controlled that too. Is it now that Ramadan goes, you look at all the filth and all the rubbish that you see in the cell phone, or you begin to become bad mouth after this, that when you go out of the masjid now, before in Ramadan you should look down, now you go out of the mosque, now you look up everywhere, put your gaze in the wrong places? That is not Islam. That is not Ramadan. Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala, if Allah Ta'ala loved to keep us hungry, He has kept it for a whole year. Why He kept it only for this one month? Discipline yourself. Become of that kind that after Ramadan you become someone. The effect must come into our life. That's the reason for Ramadan. And you will know no other ummah got it besides we. How much thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this one day also is a day for us that we know that one hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person, if Ramadan goes and does not ask for forgiveness, Allah is cursing that person. Just imagine Nabi Karim sallam cursing that person means Allah is cursing. So you still got the opportunity that at least now too you can ask for forgiveness. The doors of forgiveness is open today also. The doors of Jannah is open today too. The doors of Jahannam is closed up till today too. Now we can still turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry to Allah ta'ala. Allah is most forgiving. That's why I always say, we turn away from Allah ta'ala, Allah cannot turn away from us. But that is very, very important. And side by side, this month it must know, do your action, what you're doing in the month of Ramadan, continue with that. You're so punctual with your namaz. What is wrong now that after Ramadan you forget the namaz? Do you know something, one of the causes of Palestine, Masjid Aqsa, is going out of our hands is because of namaz. Because of namaz. In 1972, whoever the prime minister of that then lady was, when she saw, she said the thing that go and look at Fajr namaz. She said, only go and look at Fajr namaz. If you find the Fajr namaz, it's free, no one is there, you mother, we are winning. Sahaba ikram, whole night they should cry. They cry the whole night. And during the day they go to fight. That was their condition. I don't want you to stay away whole night, but at least fill the masjid full. The masjid is not full for Fajr namaz. When you want to come to read namaz, you come. You come when Allah Ta'ala wants you to come to masjid. When you go into some difficulties, you come to masjid. When the difficulty is removed, you don't come to masjid. That's not the religion of Allah Ta'ala. Show Allah Ta'ala you love Allah Ta'ala. Then you come to the masjid. Fill the masjid for Fajr namaz. You see how much Allah Ta'ala gives barakat. But we're not doing that. We're doing whatever we want to do. Sir, whatever is make dua, every one of us must fill the masjid. Our Ramadan, you are fulfilling. Fill it all the time. The masjid must not be only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala when we need Him. We need Him 24 hours. Not a minute we can be without Allah Ta'ala. to show him that we know, that person in a hadith is mentioned, that person remembered Allah Ta'ala in the good days, Allah Ta'ala will remember in his bad days. But we only remember in our Allah Ta'ala bad days, the good days we forget Allah Ta'ala. Then that is not a Muslim. That's a Muslim who remembers Allah Ta'ala all the time. So as we are filling the masjid now, oh Allah, fill the masjid all the time, especially in the time of Fajr Salah. Fajr Salah is most important. 6 o'clock is very early, is very late. Everyone, the mosque is full because you come to read namaz and you go to work. So your intention not to come read namaz. Intention is from here you go back to work. Big intention, wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. Because when you got a deal at 2 o'clock in the morning for R1 million, at that time how your eyes open to go for it. For worldly things you can do that. And for the akhirat, would Allah, when you see that day and you regret why you did not do all those things, then you come to realize why I did not go for Fajr namaz. It must not be that you regret afterwards. That's why appreciate the Fajr Salah. Because once a person wakes up for Fajr Salah, they say when the person is Isha Namaz with Jamaat, and he is Fajr Namaz with Jamaat, he is a Salatul Layl, Sultan al-Layl, the king of the night. Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us. Why don't we become king of the night? Not at the time when we want to go, it's when he wants to come. Allah Ta'ala must give us tawfiq. And Eid is tomorrow, whatever it is, tomorrow, Thursday, whatever it is. Eid is not for us. Eid is for the people who really, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, on the day of Eid, should cry so much. Then say, why are you crying the day of rejoicing? You saying the day of rejoicing, I do not know whether my action has been accepted. Had I known my action accepted, I'll rejoice. When I don't know my action accepted, how can I rejoice? So we know ourselves what our actions are. So you cannot say, Allah Ta'ala, I've got my action in front of you. It's only through your mercy you'll accept it. Allah will only accept our action through our mercy. Because our action is not according to Allah Ta'ala's expectation to. It's only through his mercy. That's why, you know, Eid is of 4 kinds. One is that Eid that every day of yours passes by without committing a sin is called Eid. Every day of yours that passes by without committing a sin, that's Eid. Then you can say, Alhamdulillah. Second, the day when the final person leaves this world with Iman, then that's called Eid for him. Because without that, no Eid at all. You can celebrate all the Eid in the world if Allah must take us with Iman. Iman is an Kamil Iman. One is Iman and perfect Iman. Because Iman, you still may have it with punishment. We want Allah without permission, without any punishment, Allah must give them. That's the second Eid. The third is the time when you go through the Pul Sirat. The Pul Sirat, when you cross the Pul Sirat, like lightning, oh Allah, take us all that with that. And then you call that an Eid for you. Otherwise, you can spend all the Eid in the world here. And if you go against the law of Allah Ta'ala, because day of Eid is somebody rejoicing, the mehman of who? Allah Ta'ala. That's why they say on a day of Eid, you're not supposed to fast also. Any person, no matter how pious he may be, he's not a pious person if he keeps the fast on the day of Eid. So Eid, we are the mehman of Allah. So how do we show Allah Ta'ala, our mehman, our visitor, that everything we should do in the month of Ramadan, more we do on a day of Eid, to become more closer to Allah Ta'ala, more ibadat that time. All the time, you make salam to everyone, you rejoice everything, but your heart is with him all the time. You don't miss one salah too. As in one, you make sure that you keep yourself, keeping away from all sins and all that, the whole day because you're mehman of Allah. It mustn't be Allah that not accept you. Allah is father. And the last Eid, the Eid that is most important and everyone is waiting for, and that's the seeing Allah Ta'ala. Seeing Allah. That you call Eid. If you got that Eid, the 4 Eid when I've spoken to you, Alhamdulillah, then we got every Eid. Make dua Allah Ta'ala whatever I've said. The month of Ramadan, the ibadat that we made, the shortcoming, Allah must forgive us and accept all of our ibadat. And make us become more closer to him. The closeness that we had, the bond that was gone before Ramadan, we brought that bond with Allah. It must remain all the time. And we must prepare to respect the parents, which we're not doing today. Respect of parents is very important. Respect of, and making durood to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read one time durood shayb at least. That person who read durood shayb to Nabi Karim says that person does not read durood to me when he hears my name. Allah's curse on that person. So these few things I've mentioned, Allah Ta'ala must give us all to make hidayat on it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa la aqibatum al-taqeem. Wa salatu wa salam. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا، ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. فاطر السماوات والأرض، أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة، توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان، بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.